A middle-aged man went to the doctor for his annual checkup. His wife went along. After the man's physical, the doctor called the wife into his office alone. The doctor said, "Your husband seems to have very high anxiety, and it's not good for his heart. If you don't do the following, your husband will surely die." And the doctor gave her this list: be kind to him all day, and do everything to keep his stress level to a minimum. Cook him a nutritious breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Keep the house as peaceful as possible and allow him to rest as much as he wants. Don't allow him to do any chores or anything that might cause him undue stress. On the way out of the doctor's office, the husband asked the wife what the doctor said. She replied, "I'm afraid you're going to die." Well, as we come to the end of the liturgical year, the readings really are about preparing to meet the Lord and preparing for his second coming, preparing for our own death, to be ready to meet the Lord when he calls us home. And today's gospel is from St. Mark, all about the end times, the second coming of Christ. But you know, we pray for this every day because we say the Our Father many times a day. We pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." So we're praying, "Thy kingdom come." We're praying for the second coming of Christ every single day. In a few moments, we'll be saying the creed, the Nicene Creed, in which we'll say, "He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead." We believe that's part of our faith, that Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. When that will occur, we don't know. We don't know the day or the hour. Jesus even said the angels don't even know. He in his humanity doesn't know. But the Heavenly Father knows, of course, when is the time he will send his Son for the second coming. You know, the Blessed Mother has been very active in the last number of centuries, coming down to earth from heaven, giving messages, telling people to reform their lives, to repent, to go to church, to pray every day, to pray and do penance. Our Lady appeared at Guadalupe in the 1500s and at Lourdes in France in 1858 and Fatima in 1917. The Blessed Mother's message is always the same: get ready for the Lord. The Lord is coming. And the Blessed Mother is God's messenger of mercy to prepare the world for the second coming of Christ, to try to get as many people to convert and many people to come back to God as possible before the end of time, before the second coming of Christ. And Jesus in today's gospel describes what will happen before the second coming. All of the natural disasters, the tribulations, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give light, the stars will fall from the sky, the heavens will be shaken. And then it says, everyone will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. Notice this is so much different than the first time the Lord came 2,000 years ago. When Jesus came to Bethlehem, hardly anybody knew it, only a handful of shepherds and the wise men. The Lord came in humility and obscurity, but not next time. When Jesus comes again, he's going to come on the clouds of glory with these holy angels. And it says Jesus will send out his angels to gather all the elect from the four corners of the earth. From all over the earth, the angels will be the harvesters and bring those souls to heaven. Well, it does remind us that, of course, because the angels are going to be the ones that will sort of sort out the holy from the wicked, that we want to become good friends of the holy angels. We want to get to know the angels, especially our own guardian angel. God has given each one of us a guardian angel. And we should say that prayer every day, the prayer we learned as children. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side to light, to guard, to rule, and guide. Those are the four things that our guardian angel does for us: to light us, to enlighten us, to guard us, to rule over us, and to guide us. A friend of mine named his guardian angel Houston. I say, "Why did you name your guardian angel Houston?" He says, "Father, because whenever I get into trouble, I say, 'Houston, we've got a problem.'" I thought that was very clever. But our guardian angels can help us to be prepared to meet the Lord. So the Lord is going to come with great power and glory, and he's going to bring those into heaven who are ready. So the message of today's gospel is to be vigilant, to be holy, to always be in the state of grace, to always be in the state of friendship with God. So go to church every Sunday, even if the Redskins are playing. You know, go to confession once a month. Always stay in the state of sanctifying grace, to stay close to God, since we do not know when the day or the hour will be. So we should listen to our Blessed Mother's messages at these apparition sites. Pray, do penance, and be ready to meet the Lord. And don't delay one's conversion. If you've been away from confession a long time, go back to confession. Don't delay. I remember seeing a bumper sticker once, and it said, "Those who wait to find God in the 11th hour usually die at 10:30. So let's listen to the gospel. Let's apply this to our life and always be ready to meet the Lord.